Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
As President Trump looks to clamp down on asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border, the Boston City Council is considering strengthening protections for undocumented people here. They're looking to bolster the city's Trust Act after multiple reports by WBUR's Shannon Dooling showed that Boston police worked with federal immigration officials in arresting an undocumented construction worker. City councilors questioned Boston Police Commissioner William Gross at a hearing today, and Shannon was there. Shannon, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hey, Callum.
So remind us why this hearing was called today in the context of your own reporting.
Right. So Councilman Josh Zakim called the hearing and began today by saying he wanted to talk about how the city's Trust Act can be strengthened. He sponsored that Trust Act back in 2014. It was passed, and you'll recall it prohibits Boston police from detaining undocumented immigrants solely at the request of ICE. Right. Other cities refer to similar policies as so-called sanctuary city policies. And interestingly, Zakim placed the hearing today within the broader national immigration debate. Let's take a listen.
This president has just, you know, done a purge of his Homeland Security Department because they're not tough enough on immigration, and that is going to be felt, you know, in cities like Boston. So this is as much about preparing for the future.
As much about preparing for the future as it is about this particular incident he had concerns about. So Zeka mentioned our reporting here at WBUR served as the catalyst for the hearing today, particularly the case of Jose Martin Paz Flores, who was arrested in 2017 by immigration officials after leaving a meeting at Terra Construction. Paz Flores, who at the time was working without documentation, had just filed a worker's comp claim after falling from a ladder on a job site.
I see. So even though Zakim was trying to sort of broaden the conversation, did the council dive into the particulars of the Paz Flores case today?
They absolutely did. Exactly. So they wanted a sort of play-by-play from Commissioner Gross and Sergeant Detective Gregory Gallagher, who our reporting showed is the BPD's sort of designated liaison with ICE officials. And they got just that. Gallagher described how he communicated with Terra Construction officials in trying to verify Paz Flores's actual identity. Now, Paz Flores had worked for Terra Construction for years at this point, and it wasn't until his workers' comp claim that the CEO of Terra Construction, Pedro Perez, called up his cousin, who happens to be a detective on the Boston Police Force, and asked for his help in verifying Paz Flores's identity. Paz Flores, it came to Boston Police's attention, did have a civil immigration warrant from ICE. And Gallagher confirmed today that he communicated with both the construction company and with ICE officials and actually coordinated the timing of Paz Flores's arrest by ICE in 2017. And this was a real sticking point for Councilwoman Lydia Edwards, who repeatedly asked Gross and Gallagher why they needed to tell ICE where Paz Flores was going to be.
There's ways in which we're just apparently going to have to change the Trust Act to make it more trustworthy, to make sure that you are not used in those processes.
So what she's saying here, Callum, is that, you know, she doesn't believe the Trust Act was violated by the letter in this case, but that this case does exemplify why the Trust Act needs to be strengthened.
Huh. Can you explain that? So she doesn't think this was a violation in this particular case, and yet she sees an underlying concern. What is that underlying worry?
That's right. Yeah. So she's concerned about what she says was Terra Construction's brazen attempt at getting out of paying workers' comp. They didn't have workers' comp insurance at the time of the injury. And so, like we just mentioned, they called up a detective. He called his superior, who works with ICE. Ultimately, it led to the arrest of Paz Flores. Edwards says she believes that BPD's resources were abused here. And she said multiple times to Commissioner Gross, I think that your force was abused here. She wants to solidify the Trust Act in a way that'll prevent similar cases in the future.
So as I was following today's hearing, I was following it through your tweets, Shannon, sitting in my, I felt like I was there. It sounded like it was a pretty tense environment. Can you bring us inside City Hall today? What was it like?
It was pretty tense. you know, there was a lot of sort of preemptive de-escalation, I'd say, some kind of niceties, if you will. So Councilman Zakim and Councilwoman Edwards, both before their questioning, led with, you know, praise for Gross and for the BPD. But then they proceeded to ask some really pointed questions of how BPD and ICE collaborate. And Gross himself said several times, you know, I'm not trying to be fresh. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I'm just a blunt guy. And again, sort of an attempt at de-escalating anything before it sort of escalated. But that tension was palpable. Gross also, interestingly, made it really clear on multiple occasions that he was not happy with how much coverage this particular incident has received by the press. It's important to note, of course, he never said the coverage has been inaccurate. And I asked him myself afterward, you know, can you point to anything that you take particular issue with in the coverage, particularly our coverage, WBUR's coverage? And there were no inaccuracies that he pointed to. But he does say that it paints the BPD in a bad light. Let's hear from him.
I don't think the Boston police or my brothers and sisters in law enforcement and across this Commonwealth should be the scapegoats because of what's happening in Washington, D.C. All of the arrests, homicide, murder, rape, extortion, we've been there every step of the way for the Commonwealth and especially for the city of Boston.
So Gross's major sticking point here, I mean, he was defensive. He walked in there on the defense. His major sticking point is, look, this is one incident that's being highlighted in the midst of dozens and dozens of arrests of violent criminals. And Councilwoman Edwards' response was, this is the one incident that we know about.
Right. I guess the question is whether it's the tip of the iceberg or whether it's truly a one-off situation.
And, right.
And so
exactly.
Will we then, I mean, what should we expect going forward? More hearings like this? Perhaps we'll get an answer to that question of whether it is a one-off?
I mean, perhaps. Gross did mention as well that there's a pending lawsuit. The ACLU of Massachusetts has sued the BPD and the city of Boston for better access to the Boston Regional Intelligence Center, which houses a plethora of gang database information. So that came up in today's hearing as well. Gross said, I'm not trying to be evasive, but I can't touch that. It's a lawsuit. You know, there were a lot of mention of collaboration moving forward, communication, wanting to keep the chain of communication open between city officials and BPD. As more and more of this comes up, we'll, of course, stay on top of it.
And, of course, I know that that lawsuit involving the BRIC was a subject of your reporting as well, and that the BRIC has been a subject in your reporting on an expulsion from East Boston High. So there's a lot of sort of stories coming together here
there
in this one place.
There really are. It'll be really, really interesting. We'll be busy seeing how all of this pans out over the next couple months.
All right. That's busy WBUR reporter Shannon Dooling. Shannon, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.